If I'm mixing it up, it's because I've lost timing completely. I've been traveling across many time zones. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, and this is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you to another segment, another installment of our programming from here in Toronto, in Canada. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are on this planet, that this is your station, the only place where you can speak freely without fear of censorship, the only place where you can speak the truth without fearing of being persecuted. The only place on this planet where you can speak in one continent and your voice will be heard in another. The only platform uniting Biafrans, the only platform uniting Igbo people, the only thing we have collectively as a people. Once again, I'm Nnamdi Kanu, your host and director of Radio Biafra, by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We are here welcoming you at the home of our brother here in Toronto, in Canada. We are being looked after excellently well. Our people are turning out en masse. We are impressed with what we are seeing in Toronto, in Canada. Let it be known that what we are seeing here is impressive. Our people are forging ahead, and this is synonymous with whatever we go to. There may be slight disagreements here and there, but we are forging ahead. We are moving on relentlessly to go and restore Biafra in truth and honesty. Wherever you are on this planet, we're welcoming you on this day, the 13th day of July in the year of our Lord 2013. We are coming from here and we'll be here for the next 2 days. We thank all of you who have supported Radio Biafra. We thank those who haven't yet to support. We are asking you, please, since you're listening to Radio Biafra right now, tell your friends and your family, go to your Facebook, your WhatsApp, your BlackBerry, go to Yahoo, anywhere, email them, please, phone them, send them text messages on your Skype home. Also do the same. Tell them that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from Toronto in Canada. Whatever you do, whatever you're doing right now, abandon it, leave it. We are asking you to please try as much as possible to make sure that you join Radio Biafra program, to make sure that you participate in this program. All you need to do to be able to join us is dial +1, which is Canada, +1 416 627 4323. I repeat the number again, +1 416 627 4323. As according to those in America, they say it is 416 627 4323, or you can join us via Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. Add Radio Biafra, that's all you need to do. Once you do that, you should be able to join us. Our studio is full once again. We are surrounded by our people. We are here to bring you news, views, commentaries, and analysis regarding how we're going to get Biafra. Please, whatever you're doing, whatever you are, stop it and listen to Radio Biafra. If you can, bring your pen and paper with you. Bring your pen and paper with you, because this is Radio Biafra. We need to make sure that we are following this very program. We need to make sure that whatever we do, in whatever way we do it, that Biafra is at the foremost part of our mind. And as we said, I am so impressed. I think what we need to do during the next session is to go and bring, I have a video camera with me. We'll be able to put it so that people can see how surrounded our table is. This is where I like it. Maybe people are coming because it's close to the kitchen. It's the dining table. As we are broadcasting, things are coming out. Maybe that is why we are very, very happy that you're able to join us, that this is Radio Biafra. In a short, we'll be going around to ask everybody around the table to please tell us their name, where they come from. Not where you were born. If you're a woman, you come from where your husband comes from, because the day you leave your father's house, that place is to be your home. Where you're going is now your home. Our men are lying. That is our tradition. That is how we are as a people. The day, that is why women cry when they're going to their husband's house, where we come from. It is not a thing of joy and jubilation, because you know you are going to do a fantastic job where you're going. The same way that your mom left where she was to come to your father's house to develop it, that is how we ask you to go somewhere else to develop it. Please, if you call Radio Biafra, you may say that I was born somewhere, but I am from where your husband comes from. Thank you very much. All of you, wherever you are on this panel, we will once again welcome you, that this is Radio Biafra. We give you our love. We give you our greetings from the home of our dear brother, Uche Ezuma, here in Toronto, in Canada. We'll go around the circle, starting from my right-hand side, to please at least take permission from the lady of the house. Please give us your name once again to our listeners all over the world, because this is Radio Biafra, listened to and received in every country of the world. We make the impossible possible. We broadcast from Toronto. Everybody, everywhere on this planet receives Radio Biafra, because what we know, others don't know it. We know it because the glory of God is with us. We know it because the blessing of God is with us. Please, my dear sister, give us your name once again and where you come from.
Good morning, all the Bia friends. Welcome to the second day.
Yes, we are in a home. Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead. They want their mother. Yes, I know. Go ahead, please.
Okay, welcome, guys, all the Bia friends that are listening. We're welcoming you guys once again. I know the director is referring to me because I said I was from Isochi.
Exactly.
I'm taking the correction now.
Yes. So where are you from, ma'am?
My name is Ogechukwu Ume Ezuma.
Yes.
And I'm from Amovia Ruchukwu in Abia State.
Better to start with this.
Yes.
And today is our second day broadcasting from Canada.
Yes.
And I'm so glad and pleased to be hosting the wonderful director, Nnamdi Kanu. He's been doing a wonderful job, and I applaud him for that.
Thank you very much.
And if today is your first day listening, I want you to sit back, get your pen and paper, and write down all the things that you've been listening, or the contribution that you want to contribute in this media today. Because we all accept all calls.
Yes.
Because it's a personal opinion.
Yes.
And we all going to table it around here with our brothers and sisters here from Toronto, Canada. Thank you once again, and sit back and enjoy today's show. You will like it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are grateful for that. Thank you once again. We have Nanyi Neba. Jesus, his name is Yeshua, according to the scriptures, according to Aramaic language. We have our father here with us. It is an honor and a privilege to have him. In fact, the more people turn out here in Toronto, in Canada, the more I am moved by the spirit that we have working here. Maybe it's because there is not the corrupting American influence coming in here. Unuagbaptare ba, we are the ones that we are saved. The rest of the people, of course, heaven knows what happened to them. But Chicago redeemed them. Our dear brother Clifford Iranya in Houston, Texas, redeemed them. Our brother Ugochukwu, also in Dallas, Fort Worth area, redeemed them. Our benefactor and principal financial of Radio Biafra, who is Dr. Moses Nwigwe in Corpus Christi, redeemed them. Our brothers, both Cletus and Martins Anusiem in Atlanta, redeemed them. And we are here today. So did also the family of Morgalo, Ode and the wife, bless him, Morgalo. So did they redeem our people also in Los Angeles. So we are grateful to be here. We thank all of you. Biko Mazi Ndewo, this is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting from here. Our equipment may not look that big as the one you see on CNN or on BBC, but we do more than they can accomplish because this is Radio Biafra. Please, sir, your name and where you come from and what you're doing in Canada, please.
My name is Uche Ezebenare. I'm from Ogai, Nagwata. I just came in to try to understand what is going on, trying to follow what is going on. So as we continue, I will have more things to say. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you very much. He's from Agwata. Agwata is in Anambra State. We have a list here today because every day on Radio Biafra is a series of lectures. We are going to give you where we have managed to find our people, where they are in Igbo land. We have the list here and the list continues to grow. I'm told it's not an exhaustive list, it's part of it. So if you're an Aro person, regardless of where you come from, all these people are your relatives. We are going to tell you where they are all across Biafra land today. So we are very, very grateful. And I know I saw Oga here somewhere, if I'm not mistaken. But we welcome you, sir. This is Radio Biafra. It is your radio station. It belongs to every Biafran, wherever they may be on this earth. It's an open platform. When you speak here, the world will hear your voice. This is the only way we project the voice of our people to the ends of the earth. And from my left, please, the only person missing in action who will join us later is Uche, the man that owns the home where we are. Please, go ahead and tell our people once again your name and where you come from, please.
Welcome, dear friends. I'm Mazze Obonio Simon Okoroj. I'm from Arochukwu Amovi Village, Okoro Abibo Compound. It's Zuku family. Welcome to this segment of Biafra today, being the 12th day of our Lord.
Is it 12th or 13th?
13th day of our Lord.
Yes, 13th, yeah.
July 9th, 2013. Sit back and relax and get some refreshment and enjoy the program. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you sir.
Ndi Biafra ibem, una nwuchile. Mmiri atala mazu anwune. Onye rie ye nyeto nwanne ya. Nke a wetara unu okwu dịka nwanne anyị nwoke Nnamdi Kalu si na-agbasa ozi ọma nke o butere anyị. O butere ndị Toronto na Canada ozi ọma ịgbasa ozi Biafra ga-aga n'iru. Biafra bụ mmụọ Chineke tinyere n'ime anyị na-enweghị ọnwụ. Biafra bụ mmụọ nke ga-aga n'iru, nke ga-ewepụ ndị anyị n'oru. Biafra ga-akpọpụta anyị n'aka ndị mkpagbu, ndị ọrụ ọbara, ndị Boko Haram. Biafra ga-eme ka anyị nwere onwe anyị. We are talking about our freedom, the freedom that God has given us. So as we are giving you this information, we want you to search your mind. We want you to look at where we started and where we are going to. And we are telling you to believe it, that nothing is going to quench this spirit. Biafra is a task that must be done. So omunnem no munnam. O nwere mmụọ o jiri dị ebe a iji mee ka anyị mara that we really need to come together. We really need to invoke the spirit of the heroes that left this name behind. And we can never dare let them down. So, Odara anyị mma, jikerenu. This is just the beginning of what we are going into. Unu ga-amara mkpa media dị. since yesterday, a lot of people have been calling out from Malaysia. A lot. People in their hundreds, far away from Australia, New Zealand, America, Abuja. A lot of calls we are coming here in numerous number, and we are really inspired. So while we are talking now, we are reaching you where you are, telling you to get ready. We are not going to continue in a small platform like this. We are launching out, and we are saying, get ready.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And please, the owner of the house, where we are, please.
Hello, Biafrans. Thank you for this new segment, and thank you for the host, Nnamdi Kanu. We welcome you to
it is Kanu.
Thank you, and we are pleased to have you in Toronto. Everybody in Toronto is excited, and they've been calling and making inquiries on when the program is starting, and we are live now. And whatever you have in mind, questions about this this movement, you already Nnamdi is here. You can ask him any question. No topic is off limit. Just ask any question. Whatever is bothering you, if you're leery about, you know this Biafra, because people are concerned about certain things. Here he is. He's ready to ask you. He's well equipped, and the elder council that he speaks on their behalf, on the behalf of people of Biafra, he will answer any question that you have that is bothering you. Please sit back and relax and listen to this program. We'll enjoy it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. That's the voice of our brother, Uche Ezuma, who is hosting us here with a very beautiful one. Eh? Yeah? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We are in this place, surrounded by our people. We are in a home. If the children are crying because they want their voices to be heard, please do try and bear with us, because this is Radio Biafra. It is a family radio station, by which we mean it is listened to everybody, young and old, male and female, O Kenya Mawata, in our language. We are here to unite our people. We are here to lend a voice to our people. What we are doing, nobody has ever done it before. And we are praying that it is going to continue to survive us. We will come and go. But the unity of our people, the sense of purpose, the direction upon which we have embarked upon is not going to diminish one way or the other. Please, if you're calling Radio Biafra, we are pleading with you to try and give us some time before you start calling us. We have not given you the headlines. We know that Biafra is important to all of us. Please, please, please do try and bear with us. We will tell you when to start calling Radio Biafra, and you'll be able to do so. Once again, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. We are here in Toronto, Canada, at the request, at the invitation of our people here, under the able coordination of Maureen Ezechukwu, who incidentally can't be here with us. She's about, is it 6 hours away from here?
6 hours.
Is it four hours away or whatever?
About
6 hours.
What? On flight. Yeah. It's up to 6 hours.
About 4 hours.
Yeah. Canada is a large country. The land mass is bigger than the United States. It's just that the population of the U.S. are the number.
My goodness, me. It's a very big place.
Yes. That's Ontario. Ontario is bigger than Nigeria.
Ontario only is bigger than Nigeria.
Yes.
A district that is a state or a province.
A province.
A province in Canada is bigger than the whole of the zoo.
Yes.
My goodness, me. Nigeria is a zoo. It's the zoological republic. That is why we want to carve out Biafra, which is the promise of God to our people, to be free, to worship Him, and do away with all the senseless corruption that has taken over our lives, including the latest craze, which is Yoruba Pentecostalism, stealing our money every blessed day. On this day, the 13th day of July in the year of our Lord 2013, this is Radio Biafra Headlines. We are reporting that Lebanese terrorists, the people from Lebanon that were supplying arms to Boko Haram, that were arrested. If we recall, some of them came from Russia and they were released and they left them intact with their aircraft to continue on their journey. Unfortunately, Lebanese were caught. The Iranians have been providing help to Boko Haram. They have been giving help to Boko Haram. Every major Arab terrorist group has been giving help to Boko Haram. Now the Lebanese have joined them. They are giving them money. If we recall, these are the people that has all the contracts, all the lucrative contracts in Nigeria. These are the people that move money out of Nigeria for Obasanjo. He is the one. These are the people that Obasanjo used to move money out of Nigeria to front companies. These are Lebanese people. They take our money from the oil given to them by Obasanjo. They use it to supply arms to Boko Haram to kill us. And then they make profit on top of it. They not only steal from the country, they also use that very proceed of ill-gotten wealth to go and buy arms and ammunition to give to terrorists to kill us. The people that the oil is being gotten from their land. These men were arrested and released, and Radio Biafra was screaming about 2.5 months ago, why were they released? Now they have decided to go and rearrest them and detain them until their case is heard. That is our headline this evening. We're also telling you that President Goodluck Ebele Azikiwe Jonathan, I don't know if it is a good luck, Jonathan Ebele Azikiwe, one day we'll find out. He is the president of Nigeria. He is saying that ethnic and religious intolerance will break Nigeria. He's even acknowledging that the tension is so deep and rife that Nigeria is on the brink, is at the precipice of destruction. He was telling Nigerians this yesterday. We'll bring you the news in detail, but that is what the president himself is saying. If President Goodluck Jonathan is saying that Nigeria will break up, how about Igbo people in America? How about Biafrans in Canada? How about those who have heard about the clarion call for a sense of unity, direction, of purpose, and they have steadfastly refused to listen? If you can't listen to Radio Biafra, please listen to Goodluck Jonathan. He's the president of Nigeria. He knows more than most of you that Nigeria is going to break up. The same way that Somalia went, so is Nigeria going to go. So the option is very simple. Either we help and make the breakup a very peaceful one, like Soviet Union, like Yugoslavia, or we go down the route of Somalia, where there will be total anarchy and destruction. So let our people decide which way they want to go. We are also reporting that Boko Haram commander has been killed in Sokoto. They are reporting yesterday what they're now doing is to eliminate those who will get more than the others. In other words, the so-called people that make up the Presidential Committee on Reconciliation are now doing away with the top members of Boko Haram so that they can take the money belonging to them. That is what happens in Nigeria. They have offered them amnesty. If you come out to take your own share of the money, they will kill you. That is what Nigeria is doing, so that there will be enough money left to be given to the heads of the people chairing the amnesty committee. That is what they do in the country. Nobody trusts anybody because it is a zoo. We are also reporting today, incidentally, we'll be looking at the issue. Somebody's phone is on, please. Can you switch your phones off, please? If you may, it's interfering with our signal. We are also reporting on this very day that one of our brothers wrote a war book. I don't know if you know who this person is, please. His name is Sir Dennis Ekumankama. I know I went to government college in Mwaha with one Ekumankama, and he's not this old, so I don't think he's him. It could be the father, it could be the uncle, I don't know. And you fought in the war, so I don't know if he came across such a person. He's saying he survived infant mortality and also survived the war. Maybe he was a commander, I don't know. Maybe you will tell us the truth, because there were some tales you were telling us yesterday. We want you to recount those for us. Ekwenche in Chicago told us about our spiritual connection with God himself, enlightened us that Igbo language is the language of communication in heaven, and he was able to prove it. We want to know from Toronto people, from yourself, Obonna. Is Obonnaya or Obonna? Which one?
Obonnaya.
Which is rather, is a name that reminds me of, anyway, we'll go into that later on. We are reporting that this man, Sir Dennis Ekumankama, is telling us how he survived the war, and he's written a book. Everybody's talking about the break. At last, at long last, our people are beginning to receive the right type of history, the right type of education that befits them. Because for very many years, to talk about Biafra, to teach Biafra, was seen as a treasonable felony. We have removed that nonsense by taking Nigeria to court in a court of law in Nigeria, where for the very first time, Biafra was accorded what is called judicial recognition, that the word Biafra is not a crime. The word Biafra existed for 500 years before Nigeria came into existence, and had existed for thousands upon thousands of years. That if you go to America and you say Ebony, it means Igbo people. Igbo landing means Igbo people. If you behave in a particular way in America, they say you are communicating in Ebonics. It's Igbo people. They know us very well, and they are trying to suppress our history, our rich cultural heritage, and who we are as a people. And that is what Radio Biafra is here to resist, this suppression, this unjust persecution of a people, that our only crime is because we are the chosen children of God. That is why they hate us, nothing more, nothing less. And anything we touch, God blesses us, as typified by the work that Radio Biafra is doing. Because as we keep saying, what we are doing, no other person can do it. The news in detail. An Abuja Federal High Court has refused bail for three Lebanese-Nigerian men accused of stockpiling weapons and planning terrorist attacks for Hezbollah. Judge Adeniyi Ademola Adetokunbo said Mustafa Fawaz Abdullahi Tahini Talai Roda will remain locked up in the interest of national security and promised to begin their trial soon to protect their rights. The men have been locked up for nearly 2 months and recently filed a 19 million unlawful detention suit against the government. After the ruling, the detainees appeared stoic as they conferred with family members who looked disappointed. All three are long-time residents of Nigeria. Fawaz is the co-owner of Amigo Supermarket and Wonderland Park in Abuja, which Judge Adetokunbo ordered to remain sealed for investigation. This is how they siphon off your money from the country. If you ask this Fawaz man, he would tell you that he had no qualifications prior to coming to the Zoological Republic called Nigeria. His only qualification is that he's Arabic. His skin is fair, and his hair is dark, and he's a Muslim. That's all. You come into Nigeria and Obasanjo will give you anything you want. These are the men running the country. These are the men stealing our money and using it to buy weapons to bring into the country to destroy us. They're talking about Hezbollah, which means that the total or apparent domination of Islam of Nigeria is gathering apace. For those who don't know, there are two sects in Islam. One is Sunni and one is Shia. These people, Hezbollah belongs to the Shia strand of Islam. They are very, very violent. If you don't know who the Hezbollah are, please go and Google them. They will tell you who they are. The Hezbollah in Lebanon, funded by Syria, they are the progenitors of every terrorist group in the Middle East. The Hezbollah, they are now coming to the Zoological Republic called Nigeria, courtesy of Boko Haram, courtesy of Buhari, courtesy of Babangida, courtesy of the Sultan of Sokoto. These are the people making the rule of Goodluck Jonathan ungovernable because they want to spread Islam to the parts of Nigeria that they couldn't get many, many centuries ago. That is what is happening in the country. If you believe in Nigeria, you are demented, you are mad, you are insane, and you're a creation of Lucifer himself, because no sane person can ever believe in a contraption called Nigeria. We are also reporting that President Goodluck Jonathan only yesterday said that religious and ethnic intolerance of Nigerians will break the country if utmost care is not taken. He said Nigeria had experienced new security challenges that were not envisaged in the recent past, as exemplified by the various terrorist attacks being carried out in some parts of the country. President Jonathan made the declaration in Kaduna yesterday at the graduation of 158 Nigerian and foreign military officers and some civilians from the Armed Forces Command and Staff College in Jaji. Represented by the Vice President Mohamed Namadi Sambo, the President said the greatest danger to our collective security as a people and as a nation lies in the peril of ethnic and religious intolerance. If the twin evils are not checked, they are capable of threatening the nation's corporate existence as one sovereign and indivisible nation. These are the words of a lunatic. Indivisible nation. God did not create Nigeria. We are here to enlighten Goodluck Jonathan. One man called Frederick Lugard did. Lord Lugard, his name is Frederick Lugard anyway, because they called him Lord, and because Bible said that Jesus is Lord. So people thought he was sent by God to create Nigeria. No, he wasn't. He is a temporal Lord and not a spiritual one. Lugard created Nigeria and not God in heaven. The God in heaven created the Igbo people, created their Biafran cousins, by which you mean Ibibio, Anan, the people that you have around Efik, the Jo people, the Doma people, the Gala people. God did not create Nigeria. Nigeria is the creation of man. And when man creates a nation, it becomes an empire. So we are addressing this to Good Luck Jonathan, who does not know that Nigeria cannot be one, cannot be sovereign, cannot be indivisible. We are here to make sure that that happens. And it is either we accomplish it or we die in the process. Our mission is unrelenting. We are not retreating, neither are we going to surrender. As Ojukwu predicted many, 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 many years ago, that even the grass will rise to fight for this noble cause. That is beginning to happen now. And by the time we present to the world what we have at our disposal, they will know that we mean business. Everything in that land will be burnt to the ground. It will sink with us. If they don't want us to go, we'll die with them in that very place. Because this is Radio Biafra. Anything we say, we do it. We are also reporting that the top commander of Boko Haram sect, popularly called Buwayawe, which means untouchable in Hausa language, has been killed and another captured yesterday in Sokoto after an 8-hour fierce gun battle between the sect and a combined team of security forces comprising of soldiers and operatives of the state security service. The brigade commander, one brigade, Brigadier General Tasiu Ibrahim, confirmed the operation. He said it was carried out around Gidan Dare Kala Baina in Wamako. These are the type of names the people were living with. It's even unpronounceable. Local government area of the state, and that it lasted almost 8 hours from 2 a.m. on Thursday into Friday. Another military source added that the armed forces recorded no casualty, briefing newsmen at the Azazi Hall of One Brigade, Sokoto Army Barracks, yesterday. Ibrahim advised every Nigerian to make peace a priority. They are making peace a priority. They kill us and they ask us to make peace a priority, which is rather very ridiculous. We are also reporting that the ex-CAC boss reminisces on the Civil War, My Biafra War Tales. We don't need to listen to him. We have a veteran here with us who can tell us war stories and tell us war tales, which he's going to do today if we so wish. The studying war or talking about it does not mean you're going to embark on a war. In America, they study about their civil war, their war of independence from Britain. In Canada, they study about the war. Is it the York, whatever thing is called? The York War, as our brother said yesterday, between the inhabitants of this place and America, when they wanted to swallow them up as well in the United States, and they said no to it. So that sometimes it is necessary that people recount historically accurate facts in order to inform us about what is happening within our lives. Those are our headlines and a very brief summary. If I can once again please start with our father who is here, and ask him to give us his opinion as to what he's hearing today coming out from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Please, sir, if you may. Do you have an opinion on what you've heard so far?
I would like to talk later.
You speak later. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Who has an opinion? Does anyone here want to contribute to what they have heard so far? Or are you still chewing over? Because I know it's very heavy.
Everybody is pondering on what is happening, and we are not surprised. You know, that something will happen in the kingdom of animals. You know, we are not surprised the stories we are hearing there, because it has been so all the while. A long time, the CIA announced the disintegration of the Zulu Republic of Nigeria.
Yes.
You know, everybody is aware of that, because they say the Lord, the new God, mm-hmm. who created this country, told them to experiment it for 100 years. And mm-hmm. that 100 years will come to pass in 2014. So, and Babangida, the evil genius, equally cried when he heard that Nigeria is going to be disintegrated, because they know that that name Nigeria is a fat cow where they all milk, you know, to get fat stomach.
It is.
And now, good luck saying it now. I think the news should get to all of them. And that is why it is necessary that Radio Biafra is educating everybody, creating this awareness that we have to be ready. If those that are milking the cow are saying the country is going to disintegrate,
yeah, exactly,
then what is left for you is to count your teeth with your tongue. What is left for you is to know that what God said would be is going to be. Biafra is a name, like we're hearing from the director of Radio Biafra, it has existed over 500 years before the unholy marriage of amalgamation came into existence. It has been existing thousands of years.
Thousands of thousands.
You know,
years, yes.
We can give it the age of dinosaurs, as far as we are concerned, because, yeah, Bight of Biafra. You hear it during the time of slave trade. You hear it during the time even before Nigeria came into existence. So what we are hearing today is to motivate you, is to encourage you, is to inspire you that this problem that is going to lead to the disintegration of that Zulu Republic is to our own advantage. That is why when you are hearing the Radio Biafra broadcasting to you,
yes,
you have to embrace it. You have to know that that time has come. You know, we cannot no longer continue to be in a country where our graduates, after serving their fatherland, you know, will turn out to be Okada drivers, will turn up to be serving the Lebanese. You know, they will be living in mansions and our graduates will be gate men, opening the gates when they drive in, sucking our blood, fooling our mothers, destroying our sisters, giving us no direction to life, making us hopeless in a land that is full with abundance. How long is this to continue? So, it is not a thing of joy that we are seeing this today, but Ndibo sinambonye tetara wototoya. Let us waste no more time. Let us know that the time has reached for us to tell these Talibans, these Lebanese, these Boko Harams, whatever their names are, that it is time for them to pack their load and go. We are ready now to take our destinies in our hand.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. A very compelling case and argument made in defense of what we are trying to accomplish with Radio Biafra. Our people must know one thing, that before the white man came, before Lord Lugard came, we had no police. We didn't have the incidents of kidnapping or armed robbery or people going from one village to other and ransacking it and killing it. When you walk in the farm and get to the boundary of where you're supposed to stop, you stop. But unfortunately these days, all these things don't obtain anymore because we are in a place called Nigeria. Nigeria, for those who don't know, is a place created by Satan to punish us for erring or for deviating from the path of righteousness. Nigeria is a place that kills people. This is a country that has oil, cannot generate electricity. Is a place that has coal, that if you go to the coal mines in Enugu to go and get out coal to generate electricity, they will tell you no. They will arrest you and they will imprison you. Nigeria is a place where an Igbo person is not allowed to import cement. Only Dangote can. Only Dangote can bring in salt. Only Dangote can bring in rice. If you try that in America, you go to jail for 25 years. It's called antitrust laws in America. No one person can monopolize a particular sector. Only in the zoo called Nigeria. To be called a Nigerian is a shameful, I don't know how to describe it. Yet people will go about and they're carrying their passport and saying, I'm a Nigerian, instead of you to stand up proudly and say you're a Biafran, even if it means taking a minute to describe to them where Biafra is located. In every map on that part of the world since the white man started coming, including the Queen of England, Victoria, sent a consul to the Bight of Biafra. They didn't send it to Nigeria. So they knew that Biafra was there, even before Nigeria was created. The Queen of England sent an emissary to the Bight of Biafra. They lied to us, told us King Jaja was selling slaves and we bought it. Yorubas tell us nonsense every Sunday in churches and we buy the bunkum that comes out of their mouth because we don't know who we are. That nonsense was happening because there was no Radio Biafra. Now we are here and we're going to tell the world the truth. Where we come from, there is no space for cowardice. Where we come from, we are brave people because God cannot love people who are cowards. It's impossible. We were fearless in battle before. We fought them village by village before they overran us. And
Biafra as a concept, Biafra as a state of consciousness, as a state of being, must be accomplished on this earth and not in heaven.
Amen.
Because we were there before the white man came, and we are going to be there after they are gone. We were there with Hausa people, we didn't know them, they didn't know us. But because of our mixture in Nigeria today, Ebonyi State has been taken over by Islamic people. In the morning, you are woken up by some idiot singing nonsense from a loudspeaker from somewhere in the lands of our ancestors. It is unbelievable. This is Radio Biafra. Please, my dear sister, before I go to your husband, what do you have to say? Oh, are you still?
Yeah.
Are you still in pain?
No, I'm just, you know, ndi botri no si na onye kpatara nko ahu sin berebere o.
Yes, yes, in Mekwayo, this is something. Yes.
So Elan, like, if you look at the, I'm going to comment on the Lebanese, because I can remember my first time Iganot was Kanu. In Kanu, everything, even the franchise, the restaurant, the hotel, the anything you see that is there in a plaza is owned by one of the Lebanese. So when they are accepting those people into our country, why we, the Nigeria, so-called, we the Biafrans, because we are no more Nigerians, we are trying to be who we are, which is Biafrans, we have no store close to those Lebanese. And I was asking one of my friends that came with me, and I'm like, is it only the Lebanese that have this place? She told me, yeah, the only the people that sells, market, anything you want, even if you want something to kill somebody, you will get it from them.
That's what I told you.
Oh, yes. I said, okay. I spent 3 months, and I left. I never been to Kano. So hearing this now, about the Lebanese, what they did to our country, and what the president, who so called himself Jonathan Ebere, I don't know whether he knows what Ebere means. Because if he really do, he should know what he's supposed to be doing as a president. Because this is not the right time for him to say that we are in trouble. We started being in trouble how many years ago?
You said we are indivisible.
It's like trying to swallow your spit or something like that. I don't know how to put it, because now is our time to show them that we are not there on the bottom, that we are up. So yes, we have to, all the listeners, because I know all the Biafrans all over the world is listening, and some can't even have the access to get this news. That's why the Radio Biafrans are trying to spread it, so that you will know what is really going on in that country, and for us to put ourselves up to fight to get this Biafra, because this is what we need now, and this is the right time to do it. Because if we don't do it now, I don't know when we can. That's what I have to say for now.
Yes, and thank you very much, my dear sister. Let's see what your husband has to say. He's fuming as well. He's fuming as well. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Nnamdi Kanu. Thank you for a wonderful news. The delivery was good. And I took particular interest in the area of these Lebanese importing arms, and with impunity, and nothing is done. They arrest them. They are in custody for 1 hour. They are out. And they walk around Nigeria with impunity. Nothing. They are even more Nigerian than people that claim to be Nigerians. Because the doors of every executive office is open to them. They are very privileged in Nigeria.
Is there?
I don't know how many of you that are blacks that can boast to go to Lebanon and act with impunity the way they are acting. If you even look at their women, they will slaughter you.
Yes.
You know, I had one incident one time that one slapped somebody in Lagos Club. And that is in a black nation. To you, he had the impetus to slap a Nigerian without fear of retribution.
In
that will
Lagos.
Tell you the guts they have.
My goodness,
this is a story I had some long time ago, and
it's
people
true.
Were filming up.
It's true,
but I can tell you it's true.
That is true,
because these are what some people have given them the right that they are. They even look at them like they are more brothers to them, like than you. That is, they are all. We are all blacks. We are not all blacks. These people think they are Arabs.
That's true.
All these things we are saying, they think they are Arabs because of, and these people don't regard them, don't hold them to the same standard that they hold them. Once they turn their back, they will say, look at this.
That was another monkey.
This is something you see and you begin to wonder if you have been in Nigeria recently, if you go to the airport, these people, they don't queue up in line. They jump the queue anytime. And you are there, we are looking at them like savages, and they're just running our country down. If you go to, I was privileged when I came out of high school to live in the north for a while. I know what goes on there, from Maiduguri to anywhere in the north. They don't come to the east because they know that they have competition. But these people worship Lebanese. They see them as God, they are white, they are this.
Can you imagine
these people don't see them the same way? You know, you looking from far, you can tell. Even when you encounter them, the way the boldness they show you, you know that there are something. They talk to you without fear. I was in the airport one time, one had impetus, he just went out of a bar to use the restroom and was coming back. And he has the temerity to tell somebody that didn't even know he was sitting there, "This is my seat.
This is my seat in a public."
Each and every one of you listening, you know these things. You know these things, even though you've not encountered or something, but you've been hearing something before about how these people, even Indians too.
Yeah.
Even Indians too. You go to one of these inaugurations. You know, these are privileged, these are so-called zoo elites. They are even eager to show you that they have other friends. This is the kind of, you know,
they don't even call them Arabs. They call them white men.
You know? They have friends like, that like he leaves them to something I don't know. And these people are people that are not even well-read.
Yeah,
just like in Nandi, to paraphrase what in Nandi says, some of them, they just dress well and can speak, come and go. And they come to these people, they think they are something. You know? Yeah, and they parade them like this. If you can take it, there are so many of us now, I can take a trashy white person from here and go to Nigeria, the person will become something before your eyes. People will go to him, even know that he's working for you. People will be going to him.
Let's take this call and see if they agree.
So I don't know. There is something needs to be done, and that's why we need to start educating our people. This thing is very urgent. This is a transmitter, so that we can begin to enlighten people. Village people can hear these things, because I think that's where the main people are.
Yes.
These people in diaspora, they are enjoying. They say, "This doesn't affect me. When do I go to Nigeria? I go to Nigeria once every 5 years. I'm not going to live there." Once we get this thing in Nigeria, in Biafra land, forget about the rest.
Yes.
People are going to wake up. These people might not have the privilege to have the kind of education that we have, or the kind of exposure we have there. But average Igbo people have common sense.
We do.
If you doubt that, meet a woman in the village that did not see any school, and you can't come there and tell him bunko.
I agree with you.
Yes.
I agree with
or
you.
Or try to come to marry, take the daughter in the
hand of
marriage. They will interview you. Vigorous interrogation.
Maybe that's what you went through. Let's
go. Yes.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay. This is Opechukwu Ogo from Amakoro, Amakoro. I'm from the Southern State.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, yes. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to support my friend here about what he said. The man that said before of the Afra war and the default of I must sleep and be convinced that the man is lying.
Yes.
He never told me, or he never this one diverge from what accurate is what they call it. Anyway, I don't know where he got the news from, but I believe and do believe that that man is a very huge liar. These kind of people need to be strong and ban them from coming to that campaign. But safety, he's making us angry. These are the kind of people that don't go home from where to where. Some of these their families and their brothers and sisters. He shouldn't supposed to be saying this or commenting on this because he knows nothing about the other and what they are passing through. We are angry here, and if that man is here, believe me that the next few minutes he will be the first man. Please, call that man again and tell him never to that in his life. Or, that's what I'm going to do. Or, talk to him if he's bad against him. If he's angry,
thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that call. That goes to show the reach of Radio Biafra. The lines are open should you wish to call to contribute to the program. We are here in Toronto in Canada. This is a tour of the United States and Canada by Radio Biafra. We've been here since the 20th of June. We've been to Atlanta in Georgia. We've been to Corpus Christi in Texas. We've been to Houston also in Texas. We have been to Dallas in Texas. We went to San Francisco in California. We went to Los Angeles. We went to Chicago. And we are here now in Toronto in Canada. This goes to show that we are united as a people. We are one. We love each other. Because all the places I've been going to, I don't know who they are. Mamon de Hawo. But they took in Radio Biafra, took me in as a member of their family. When people say Igbos are not united, you tell them the person saying that they are not well. We are united and we love each other. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, where you are is very noisy. Can you hear me? No, they can't hear us. Where they are is very, very noisy. Is the equipment working now? Can everybody hear? Is it coming through now? It's coming through. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go and try and take this call. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Eze Njoku from Dallas, Texas, United States.
Eze Njoku from Dallas, Texas in the U.S. This is Radio.
I want to make a contribution.
Go ahead.
Yeah. One of our brother there, when he was commenting, mentioned a little bit about the amalgamation. That the amalgamation of Nigeria by British is to last for 100 years. With the 100 years is coming to expire by September 30th, 2014.
Yes.
But people is not putting into consideration. The northern people are very smart people. All this Boko Haram of it we are hearing today is towards September 30th, 2014. And 14. The Hausas know what they are doing. That's why you see them form the Boko Haram. This ammunition that people are seeing them importing and not ammunition importing is towards September 30th, 2004. The Hausas are preparing to do anything to get.
Your system is breaking up. Is breaking up. Can you hear me? Hello? No, they can't hear us. That this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from Toronto in Canada at the home of our dear brother Uche Ezuma and the wife. We are in their home. If you're hearing a few bits of noise here and there, please do try and bear with us because we are in a home. We are not in a bespoke studio. So we welcome you from wherever you are on this planet. Whatever you are doing, wherever you are, please inform your friends and family. We are asking our sister, Rita Anibog, you called us on Skype, to please try and call us back again. If you don't have the number to contact Radio Biafra on, please, we are reminding you once again that the number to call is +1, which is US code as well as Canada, 416-627-4323. 416-627-4323. That is the number for Radio Biafra. We'll ask, are you in a position now, sir, to say anything, or you're still observing?
Well, I would like to make a comment.
Go ahead, please.
Number one is this. So we're talking about the Lebanese.
Yes.
And how they have taken advantage of the excessive power given to them. I am here not to blame them. If I were to be one of them, I will go more than what they are doing now.
Yes, you do know, isn't it?
You see, our people kill our people. Somebody was saying that if I take a white man from here, I am a black man, I know I'm a Nigerian, I go to Nigeria with that white man, the white man goes through before I do. That shows you the way our people think. I am not here to step on anybody's foot, but I'm here to go back. Let's not talk about the Lebanese. I know some people gave them that advantage, and they're using it to the fullest.
Yes, hold on, sir. We'll come to you back in a minute. Just hold on to that thought.
Okay.
This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
What's your name and where you are, please? Yes, your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Ezra Binna. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Ezra Binna from Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to thank you guys that you are calling.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is
Ezra Binna, call us back, please. He's listening through his system rather than this. Please give us your name and where you are. Please, the call on the phone, your name and where you are.
My name is
Your name is what, sorry?
Peter Nyago
from
Ebony State.
Ebony State, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
You're calling from Dakar in Senegal.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. What would you like to say? Go ahead.
Yes, I want to comment on the issue of when you say to do a Muslim camp. I don't understand what the people mean, because that's where I come from. But when you say to the Christian state.
It used to be a Christian state, not anymore. It was a Christian state many years ago, but not anymore. It's gone to Muslim people. Ebony State is now a Muslim place. You are in Senegal. Is it Senegal you are in?
Hello?
Are you in Senegal? Where do you live? In Dakar, in Senegal. Is that correct?
Yes, Peter Wago is my name. Peter Wago.
When was the last time you went home?
Hello?
When was the last time you went to Ebony State? Can be
the
last time.
I was in Ebony State last few months ago. Every 3 months.
Do you know about the education policy at Ebony State? So you've not seen Hausa encampment in Ebony State since you've been going home?
My uncle is in Ebony State. If you know him very well.
Now, do you know that the Senate chairman on Iwagi, yes, is he the senator?
Yes, Ebony.
Then, so go and ask the senator. He confessed himself that Muslims have taken over his state. Go and ask the senator. Ask your uncle.
I want to go to you. And we are full Biafra. So we are not the only support of Muslim or whatever.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your job, Lenton. I appreciate you. God is going to grant us Biafra.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Ebony was a Christian, is an Igbo territory. Let us not say Christian, because Christian was given to us by Europeans.
That is their own interpretation of spirituality they brought to us. We are the children of God. I have said it before and I will say it again. You cannot bring me the news or information from God when you are uncircumcised. Somebody who is uncircumcised cannot tell me about God. It's impossible. The covenant I have with me on my body was the same covenant God signed with Abraham. How can somebody who is uncircumcised tell me about Christianity? Check it up. Ebonyi State is in Igbo land, is in Biafra. It is God's own territory. That's where we come from. We are seeking to return our people to their rightful position. So all these differentiations or distinctions between Christian and Muslim should not apply. What we are talking about is that alien people came in and took over our land and want to drive them away. That's what we are doing. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, the caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are.
My name is Henry Egon.
Yes, Henry, go ahead. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from United Kingdom.
From the United Kingdom, please go. This is Radio Biafra from Toronto. Go ahead.
I want to thank you people for today and the good work you are doing and the people that our brother that is hosting you.
Yes. And the wife, mention the wife. I mean, the wife also, the wife is here.
Okay,
and
our sister too, together as well. And
yes.
Their family.
Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead. We are listening. This is a happy family.
I have a question I want to ask based on the amalgamation of Nigeria, which will come up to end in on 30th of September 2014.
Yes.
What I want to ask on this issue is that I think that there is a document that abide by this amalgamation of Nigeria.
Yes.
In 2014.
Yes.
Which is the 100 years. So my question on this issue is that what are we going to do on this issue? Because if this is a written document that says that after 100 years that the people that are brought together, they can go on their separate ways if they wish to do so.
Yes.
Yeah, which we Biafrans are willing to do so. Since it's a written document, I think that is it possible for us to take our matter straight to UN, since it's what is written, and also to the United Kingdom that made this law to us, to bring this to their parliament and tell them that this is the law they made to us in 1914, that yes. After 100 years, that people who want to go on their separate way can go. Then, since it's a written document, which will have the documents, if it's possible for us to bring this to the parliament and also to United Nations, because I don't think that this is a black and white issue. You know, it's not that we are fighting for something that did not exist. This is something that have existed and also it's been written. You know.
Yes. So I will answer your question this way. Okay. Is that the most powerful book in the world is the Holy Bible. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, some other people from the other side will say even the Quran. The Quran and the Holy Bible chronicled the history of a people called the Israelites, the Jews, and said that God Himself Almighty promised them a piece of land which they shall return to before the coming of the Messiah. Although the same people, this is the most ironic thing, the same people holding the Bible and preaching the Bible every blessed day, that knew that the Israelites were the children of God, also actively killed them. Not only killing them, denied them the opportunity to go and form their own state called Israel. The same Britain we are talking about today had what was called the Palestine Mandate. They were the one ruling that part of the world. The British people refused for Israel to be created. The same way they refused Biafra to be born. But we are now hoping that the time for Biafra was not in 1967 or 1970, that the time is now. And we'll tell you why. regardless of any documents drawn up by a white person, we were existing before even England was born by William the Conqueror that left Normandy in France to go and found England across the water. We are older than them. We are older than Britain. We are older than the US. We are older than Russia. We don't need any flimsy document or anybody's permission to go and take what rightfully belongs to us, which is our freedom. Having said that, if you look at the introduction to this very piece of document written by Lord Lugard himself, we have that document. He said he was referring the Secretary of State to the accompanying document, which was this very agreement that you're talking about. But lo and behold, that agreement is missing, and we've asked them for it. Yes. Yes. The introduction making reference to the document itself. Lugard wrote it. They released that one. They don't want to go and release the document accompanying it. So what we are saying to our people is this. Regardless of what we do, regardless of what we hope to be able to accomplish, is that Biafra is coming. Document or no document. But we have petitioned them to give us that. And there is something called Freedom of Information Act in the UK. If you're a UK citizen, you can go and say, I have seen this document and I want it. And they'll give it to you. We have requested for it and we are hoping to find it. I don't know if that answers your question.
Okay. The issue of the about the UN, of going to the UN.
Yes.
So I want to know the process.
We have to be. How we can't even afford to buy a transmitter. How can we go to UN? If we go to UN now, for instance, and say to UN we want Biafra, and somebody else comes from somewhere sponsored by Rocha Sokolocha, and saying, oh, leave them, we don't want Biafra. How can I go to UN in America to talk about Biafra when Igbo people in America cannot come out to support Biafra? How? Is that possible? I have come to Canada and you're asking me to go and see the Canadian Prime Minister talk about Biafra. Canadian Prime Minister will say, but I have constituents who are Igbo people. What are they thinking about Biafra? That's the starting point first. Don't we have Igbo people in America? Do you know, oh my goodness, do you know our strength in the United States? Our people?
Our population.
Do you know our population in the US? These people are interested in hamburger and soda. They are not interested in Biafra. How are you going to force them? You want Obama to listen to me? I leave London and I fly to New York. I fly to Washington to go and speak to Obama. When there is an Igbo person 4 feet, 5 feet away from him to ask about Biafra and what we are doing. That is why we need to sensitize, to educate, to enlighten our people, to inform them. So, I am an Igbo person and I will tell you why. I grew up in the village, I didn't grow up in the town. So I know how things are done where we come from. The best antidote to evil is exposure. Once you expose evil to light, to run away. That is why we need our transmitter. And any day you give us transmitter, you will see all these documents coming from everywhere. Do you know how many people, do you know the amount of people back home in Biafra land with various information right now regarding Biafra? But because they're not listening to Radio Biafra, they can't bring it out.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, please, another question. I want to know exactly this transmitter. How much is this transmitter? And so that we can know how to, you know, the people that have been calling. I know a lot of people that have called from Malaysia, Australia, and part of the Europe as well. So if we can know exactly how much this transmitter is going to cost us, then we can share this money without waiting those in America or people waiting when everybody has come out. There's a lot of people that are willing to, myself, I'm willing to pay. No matter how much they will be put on me, I will try my possible best to raise my own money. That is it. But if you keep on saying that we're going to wait for people to come out, because the issue is that most of the people that are calling today, people that came out from the country called Nigeria about 10 years ago or 5 years ago, they are the people that know exactly the problem that is happening over in Nigeria. That's those people that came out in Nigeria 1960 after the war, of them, they have not visited Nigeria for once. So they don't know what we are talking about. And they're not willing to come over to Nigeria to start with. Where there are Igbos, there are Biafrans, they are in America, this and that. Those people, they don't count themselves as Igbo again. They don't count them. They don't want to return back to home. That's the truth about everything. You know? So the whole issue there is to, if we can share this money between ourselves, all the people that have been calling, you know, I think we can. I think we'll be able to raise this money to buy this transmitter. But if you say that we're gonna push those people that came to America in 1960 and they are coming out to come and help us, I don't think it's gonna work. Even though there's some people that are here today in England, I've spoken to a lot of people about the Biafra issue. Some are telling me, please forget about this thing. Let me go, I have work, this, that, you know. So the issue is that the issue of Biafra struggle is from mind, you know. Some people are willing to do it and some people are not willing to do it. So those people are willing, you know, if we can come together and plan how to buy this transmitter. You know, anybody said that this is how much I'm gonna bring. This person said how much I'm gonna bring. You know, I think that everything we can buy the transmitter without waiting the majority or the.
Yes.
I don't know.
I will tell you the transmitter. So, the transmitter is £50,000. It's called a Pulsar 1000. Pulsar, yeah. 1000. The cost is £50,000. Pounds, British pounds.
Okay.
We have so far raised, in the matter totally good, we have so far raised £11,800. So if you minus £11,800 from £50,000, then that is your calculation for you. So that is what we need. What we have left. Yes. If we're all living right here in Canada, and they say, if people are saying that we should share it, let's say people in the US will give us, I don't know, maybe £6,000 or whatever, Canada $6,000. I don't know how we're going to do it, because the 11,000, look at people donated $1,000 each. The likes of Dr. Uzokwe, one of our brothers here in Canada, his name has left me.
Okay.
From here in Canada, gave us £1,000. So you have people donating all the time, giving us $1,000 each, so we can get to it quickly and do it. You know, our people, we are not known for our this thing, at least in New Generation, for being charitable. But at least they have shown it to Radio Biafra, so we know there is hope somewhere.
Okay. Ganlande, on my own behalf and my own family, and also the Biafra soldiers that died during Biafran War. So I'm going to contribute 1,000 as well.
You've done well. You've done fantastically well. All you need to do is to go to the website, and you will see it there. You will see the donate button on PayPal. You can walk into a bank and pay the money in, however you want to do it. We started Radio Biafra. If we had the money, believe you me, we would have done it ourselves. Myself, Uchenna Fomada Marachok, Paregemba, Barrister Mamuzu, Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesiri, we would have done these things ourselves without looking at anybody. The same way we started Radio Biafra. But for the simple reason that the money is so much, if we had known before, we have spent more than this money before. When we went on air, we were paying nearly 8,000 every month broadcasting on shortwave. If we had used that money to go and buy a transmitter, we wouldn't be in this mess we are in today. But the new technology we were using by then, I don't want to mention his name, start looking for him. Somebody was researching what we are doing. And it came out late. By the time it came out, we had already spent so much money broadcasting on shortwave. If not, we would have used the money to go and buy a transmitter. So we didn't know. But better late than never, as they say. So thank you very much. If you go to the website, you see donate button, click on it. If you have any Visa, MasterCard, Maestro, whatever it's called, click there and make your donation. That's all that it takes. And once we receive it, we'll acknowledge that you've redeemed your pledge on air. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, please, if you're joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra. We are the home of our brother. We're broadcasting from Toronto here in Canada. We are welcoming you wherever you are. Please do try and call Radio Biafra. if you want to do so, please. And once again, the number to call is entirely consistent. It doesn't change. We are going to see. I like Olu so much. So I keep Olu keeps coming to my mind, but we're going to see any good people today. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Good afternoon, Director Nnamdi Kanu. My name is Ikechukwu Eniago. I am from
Ikechukwu. Stay where you are. Ikechukwu, you are important to us. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone.
Okay.
Your name and where you are.
My name is Ijoma. I'm calling from Belgium. This is the first time caller.
The first time
caller. I entered Belgium yesterday and I listened to Radio Nigeria. Oh, Radio Biafra. I was marveled with all the words I was hearing about Nigeria. So, presently, my question is this: what is the vision or the mission of this Radio Nigeria?
Don't blame her. That's what Nigeria does to people. Don't blame her, please. Let her speak. I will know she means Radio Biafra. Go ahead, my sister. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Okay, please, I want to know the vision, because I've seen a lot of things like Boko Haram, how Boko Haram killed a lot of people, and I had a lot of people's opinions in respect of Nigerians. So now, what is the benefit and what is Nigeria getting in respect of this? So, fight for this corruption that is happening in Nigeria, because I know that a lot of people is running away from Nigeria. A lot of people is running away from Nigeria.
Yes,
coming down to America, yes, and all these things, and they are running away from their country.
Yes.
So, which way can we use to fight this corruption for us to be in our country, for we Nigerians to be part of our country?
Yes. My dear, please leave her. She's that's what Nigeria does. My dear sister, where were you born? Yeah, I'll ask you some personal questions before I answer you. Where were you born?
I was born in Imo State.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Olo.
Why did you attend your university? Because you sound very, very educated. Where did you go to your university? Where?
My university is in Nnamdi-Azikiwe University, Oka.
Where did you do your youth service?
I served in the north.
In the north?
Gombe State.
Good. Yes. Throughout your primary, secondary, and university education, did you take any history lesson in the origin of Igbo people or on Biafra?
Okay, actually, yes, we have an origin, but you know, we didn't get it very well. But since I've been listening to all this Biafra news here, I think I've started getting a lot of things. How Nigeria become? How we departed to become a Nigeria?
Yes. Now,
how it was that a Biafra?
Exactly. Did they tell you at school that we were? Did they tell you at school that there is a man called Frederick Lugard that created Nigeria? Did they tell you that at school?
Yes.
Did your teachers at school tell you that only God can create a nation? Did they tell you that?
Yes, only God can create a nation.
Did they tell you that Biafra existed and Igbo people existed before the white man came?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I couldn't get that one.
I'm very, very happy that you said today you're listening to Radio Biafra and you've learned so much. Here we tell people the truth.
Yeah.
The same nonsense that is happening to us have happened to a few races before us. What we are doing is doing God's work. We are returning you to the way you were before. Consider Nigeria, consider yourself as a computer that crashed. And you want to go back, they say, put it back to factory setting, how it was originally, before you started downloading all manner of things into it to crash it. We are setting our people back to how we were originally. Do you know that the land you come from, in Imo State, do you know that in Imo State, in time gone by, there wasn't any armed robbery? Do you know that?
Yes.
In Imo State, there was no kidnapping. Do you know that?
Before.
Yes.
Now.
No, we are saying before.
There wasn't a kidnapper.
Exactly. Do you know that in Imo State there was no police before the white man came? There was no police.
Yes.
There was no roadblock.
Yes, it's true. Yeah.
Do you know that then that criminals like Hakim and Rotia Sokorocha were not in power and could not be in power? Do you know that? She maybe she's too excited. Let's go to get to Benyam.
You know, when you're listening to this for the first time,
you'll be overwhelmed.
It blows your mind.
Because you'll be really what is going on.
Yes, let's take this call from Benyam. Is our brother there, Iketukwenyaga? Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, that is our coordinator in Malaysia, doing a fantastic job. I happen in Malaysia here, they will pull everywhere down overnight. They are very powerful people in Malaysia. Very, very powerful. Please go ahead. The stage is yours. Go ahead and make it very brief because we have somewhere to go to. Are we going to get crashed? Are they waiting for us officially? They are waiting for Radio Biafra. We'll go and see Enugu people here in Toronto. Go ahead, please. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much, and it's nice you've told me to be brief about it. I want to, our people are in a race of men of faith and wise people. We came from a generation of wise men, and before anybody is convinced to do anything or to be part of something, you have to present to the person beyond every doubt the reason why he must choose your path, choose the path, the right path, and leave where he has been going before. I want to briefly tell all of us that there is no need beating about the bush. We need to tell our leaders and keep on saying it again that what the Igbos need, what we need for the now, what our land needs is emancipation, is cleansing from Nigeria, from everything that is Nigeria. Therefore, what we need now is Biafra and not anything. We don't need Igbo presidency. We don't need any allocation. We don't need one of the patriotic Biafran songs that says, we don't need take your oil, you take everything, just give our freedom. A man who has everything in the world but has no freedom is not a free man. What we need is our freedom, and freedom can only come for the Igbos when we have our state called Biafra. Today, as the news carries it, it says that the Southeast youths have endorsed the president for 2015. Ohanaeze Ndigbo has endorsed the president for 2015. The traditional Southeast and South rulers, including the governors, have endorsed the president for 2015. Now, Governor Ojis Okalo is saying it is Igbo president or nothing else. I wonder where these people are coming from. It is high time we tell ourselves the truth. I was discussing with one of the elders earlier today, and he was trying to bring up positions of Ohanaeze and the rest of them. I say, our people, we are known to respect our elders. That is, I told him immediately, I say, if the Ohanaeze Ndigbo will come out today and say, today we stand for Biafra, we want nothing else but Biafra, and this Radio Biafra and these young people, that generation that has championed for Biafra, they have insulted us or they said something wrong, we don't want them to carry it on, we want to carry it on. I said, we are going to listen to them. As long as it's been proven that they are genuine, they have stood out for us. But they cannot do that. So I am telling everybody, not just them today, I'm telling every Igbo person, every Biafran, wherever you are today, to understand that there is no peace, there is no freedom for you except in Biafra. There is no need of promulgating, there is no need trying to solve it in any way. The Bible says, if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? There is nothing you can do. You can pray from now to December. While you are still in that foundation, there is no help for you. That is why when it happened to the people of Israel, sometimes they were told to leave their land and go. That if you stay in Jerusalem, you will be destroyed. But if you allow yourself into captivity, you will be saved. This is the time now. We need to leave Nigeria. And every person who says he loves the Igbos, you cannot achieve anything for the Igbo people if you are doing pro-Igbo. Pro-Igbo of today is pro-Nigeria and therefore anti-Igbo. For Governor Ojis Okalo, I implore him. There is no way. Today he's championing for Igbo presidency. We already know what he did with Abia governorship. So everybody is afraid that even if he's appointed, he cannot do anything. So the Ohanaeze and the rest of them that are championing for Bello Jonathan as presidency, we already know their stand. But for us, for the youths, for the men living of today,
for our children, our posterity, it is important that we understand it's not an insult, it's not a debate, it's not an argument. It is a clear message that our only salvation in that part of Africa and in the world is in Biafra. Therefore, anybody who is positioning himself as an Igbo leader, if you have not stood out, if you have not exemplified your actions as somebody who is standing for Biafra, you cannot work. Because today we have several Igbo organizations who are championing Igbo cause, but they have not, all they have achieved to do is to break up and continue breaking up. It is not because they do not want to be the one, but because their faith is not followed by a corresponding work. It's not followed by a positive work. When you apply faith in a wrong thing, it will not produce. Our Igbo leaders and Igbo organizations should turn back and apply their faith in Biafra. That is the only way Igbo-ness will be relevant in Nigeria. But if they continue to champion Igbo presidency, Igbo unions, and the rest of them, we will continue to dwindle as slaves until we become bywords.
Yes, thank you very much. I will address this Ojo Zokalo nonsense, Igbo presidency, by asking him a simple question, because I know he listens to Radio Biafra. Where was he in Jos in 1999 when we wanted Igbo presidency? What did he do when he betrayed Ekweme, his own brother? So he has now woken up that we need Igbo presidency. Yeah, and these are lunatics. You don't take their words seriously. These are men. I don't want to say something on the air that will make him lose face in the eyes of the world. But we're asking him to stop parading himself as a champion of the Igbo cause. He is a Hausa agent. We know who his handlers are in the north. He is working actively for the Arewa people. As I said, the best thing for him to do is to go and sit down. He has made a lot of money, stolen a lot of money from Abia people. They claim they're all rich until they give them the coffers of a state, then they bleed this dry. He reminds me of what this idiot from Muguta, what's his name again? Aton Zeribe did when he came. He went to Shell and hired aircraft. They wrote books about him that he was an arms dealer, was a multi-billionaire. And when you came, man, he's a rich man. I'm not a Wunezi. All fraud, 419. He came, as soon as he entered into office, he started collecting, started picking things up like a criminal that he is. Little did we know that this is a wretched pauper with nothing. But the fool does into thinking that they're very rich. The same thing is happening in Imo State with Rocha Sokorocha. He's a multi-billionaire, leased an aircraft from Yugoslavia, and they're there messing about. Please, my dear brother, don't. They know on Biafra we stand, as we said. People listening today, let them write it down and hold us to account. We are going to get Biafra, regardless of what people do. If people in America like her, let them support. If those of them in Canada want to, they can support, or else they can stay where they are, enjoying their lives. Their houses are very big here and beautiful, we must say. But we are going to get Biafra, and they will need visa to come in. They will go and look for visa. They will say, oh, one money is in Java. You are wasting your time. If you did not support this cause, you can't come in. If you like, go and join our enemies and use this as an excuse and say, oh, they said if we don't support them, so because of that, if you work against us, you will die. We are not begging anybody to join the struggle for Biafra. It's a spiritual thing. If you're led by the spirit, then you will come. If you're misled by the Lucifer, then you go somewhere else, and there you will find death and you will die. We existed before Nigeria did, and we're going to exist after long is gone. Thank you very much for calling, and may God bless our people in Malaysia. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, Biko, there, the Ghani.
Yes, I was just going to say something, make a comment.
Yes, go ahead.
Number one, I know myself as a Biafran. I would have liked I discuss one issue at a time. Because one thing I have worry here in the because you are difficult to talk.
Yes.
So I am just going to talk about Biafra because more onyibo for Biafra. Now Biafra was there in the map when I was in elementary school. All the Mungute never put Biafra on a map. All the Mungute na. Okay, Abahas represents Biafra. That means we are not Nigerians anymore. Why are they calling? Why are they interested in what Ndibo does? Ogana look. Una hum nanya but people who know me know that I limp. Because ndi you know, then na pon you know. By la lock, by mebe. What have we learned as Igbo people from that war? To the teaching that war has given us.
That's the key issue.
I am just here speaking. I'm not here to disgrace anybody. I'm not here to disrespect anybody. I am just here to make a point. As an Igbo man, we are interested in what the Red Biafra is telling us. Do not insult anybody. I not insult the Yoruba people. I not insult the Lebanese. Somebody gave them that opportunity as against his own people. Somebody removed Biafra from the map as against the law, international law. So, the Radio Biafra, whoever is organizing this, Mr. Kano, Moraine, and everyone, you are doing a good job. Ekelele mon osma. Ebi na Toronto. Bwana Anurag, only remember one in Nanyavo. Kaito Aisi Agakita, Oda Inobi. Mada Eje Kuna Rai referred to 2014. That was not a Zoom that in here name for 2014. One thing that I'm happy about is that all in all, Biafra and Nigeria war. Nigeria can have a child's play today. I can't boom bad na log, but one family lose who mad na that war. And so, it is difficult for anybody to start a war again. Here na yapa, kai na agwa kata. It's not 2014. Kai menai. But I hear a declaration. People are assuming. Nde jira me puta. Ase gato ramu binu lugo. Get out. I'm going to try. Come on, I'm going to again. This is my advice. I am just saying thank you to Radio Biafra. I am as a veteran. I'm a war veteran, and the way I walk, the way I limp, the way I do things, I am happy here, and I want the Biafrans to be happy. Make a sense of purpose. What are we asking for? We are not asking to start a war. When will Roger Bly and I start the war again? Biafra, we're asking for Biafra peacefully because it's a right. It's our right. We come from there. Let the Nigerian government that took it away in the first place from the map, I am asking them a lone voice from to Radio Biafra, please put bite of Biafra back in the map so that the world will know there was something called bite of Biafra. The Queen knew that. Everybody knew that. The US knew that. Everybody that read the map, that went to school, knew that there was something called bite of Biafra. It is stupidity for anybody to remove it.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. You know, when veterans talk, you know, in Kwankapo, SS, now we're a veteran. And in her hospital, everyone mentioned her hospital, Haga, to go and take over the hospital from Nigerian army. And they spent almost the entire war perambulating until the war ended. Yet the hospital they did not take. And he's telling us he's a veteran. When veterans speak, you know. Thank you much, sir. We are honored. And I will tell you that that Biafra was removed in a place called Shoreditch. Yes, thank you very much. We will meet at the Enugu place. Yes, we have another brother here. Another very.
Do I have to mention my
name? You have to get 1 year BC, Pota. Radio Biafra, my one number, Kano, Nisiama, Farupi, Ibeku. That's where you come from. We are not hiding.
Yeah.
Biafra existed before United States of America, before Canada, before England ever did, before Scotland, before Wales, before Germany was created, there was Biafra. We are not afraid of who we are. We tell you who we are. Onyana de Gemaya de Anjo. If you don't like the word Biafra, you can commit suicide. Here we're going to get Biafra to honesty. Because 1 year ABC. So I know people because I'm a candidate. That's where you come from.
Abambo Kechuku Azikiwe Ab Moyonicha. I'm one of those young girls that fought in the Biafran war. It was about 14 years at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I joined the Biafran army at Okija. okay, and I was trained at Afugli. I don't forget those. As young as I was, one thing that was my motivation then is to see Biafra as a nation of his own.
Yes.
I remember what happened to people at the north, people that were killed. I remember my mom barely surviving because she was living in Makurdi then. That is what motivated me. The only thing that disturbs me today is that it looks that we, the Igbos, have forgotten about that war. It looks like we have forgotten about that war and how many lives we have lost in that war. We fought that war for a purpose. That war should have been, up to today, a uniting
influence, yes.
Influence for
yes,
the Igbos.
That's correct, yes, I agree.
But now some of us have gone astray.
Yeah.
And making things difficult
mm-hmm.
for us to have our own place. Wanting to have your own place, a place that was in existence for a long time,
mm-hmm.
okay, it's not something stupid. It's just your right. Like my colleague here said, it's our right, okay? And I will always, always, as somebody who fought in that war, always support the birth of Biafra. They should give us the right to live and rule and govern ourselves. It's our right.
God bless you. As I said previously, when a veteran speaks, you would know that a veteran is speaking. And because of that, we are asking our people to please, if you are a veteran, then please do try and call in if you can. We are very grateful for what you have just said. You've restored our faith once again in our veterans. Of course, we've known all along. We don't want to reveal them in the stories before they become afraid. But we've had a few people call us on the phone. We want to take your calls. If you can call us back, we will appreciate it. If you call us back, we will appreciate it. But once again, that we are in the home of our brother and our sister here. The Zuma family here in Toronto, in Canada. In a short while, the Enugu people will be hearing from us. Some of them will not like it. So if your relative is from Enugu, if you hear that they have taken their life tomorrow, you blame us because we're going to tell them the truth about Biafra. Those that with Hausa blood in them will run away. They will run away from there to there. Because we are going to tell them the truth about Biafra. We are not going to run away from our responsibility of informing, advising, educating, and enlightening our people about what we are going to do to get Biafra truth and honesty. I am happy. All our veterans came to Canada. Is that what happened? You are all here. All of you.
A lot of us, yeah.
Maybe what you need to do is to be going to US to infect them with the same degree of enthusiasm because they are sleeping. They're sleeping because they've been corrupted by association with Nigeria. The governors go there to go and buy them houses in America. Very sad people. Please, my brother, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. Once again, we are reminding you that this is Radio Biafra transmitting from here in Toronto, furnishing you with the information. We are not saying that we want somebody to give us Biafra back. We are saying we are taking our destiny in our hands.
Okay.
We are going to take our country back to us because this country belongs to us. That is our identity. You know, I want to go back a little bit because we are calling everybody on this call to duty. No, we are Biafrans and cannot be ashamed to talk about our identity. We can never be ashamed. All right. My people, we are saying everybody should wake up from the slumber. We have a task ahead of us, and it is left for us to make it happen. You know, we have been to the north in the Zulu country called Nigeria. We've been to the south, we've been to the west, and we are from the east. And we know the invasion that these fanatics are doing on our land. And we won't let it go like that. Somebody commented from Texas, reminding us to prepare against this invasion of Boko Haram from September 2014. We are aware of what they are doing, and I think that the Lord himself has started preparing us before that. And thank God, this is why we are talking of the birth of this media house that is sensitizing, creating awareness, and educating everybody that it is time. We are not calling everybody to take up arms. We are telling everybody that this is consciousness of the heart. We will first receive this kingdom in our heart. And when it is established in our heart, we will launch it very well. You know? One of my concerns when the deputy president visited Canada was this. They have deliberately refused to tell us the names of the people sponsoring Boko Haram. They cannot tell us that they don't know them, because these people are fighting with sophisticated weapons. These people are fighting, planting their explosions with new vehicles, fighting with AK-47, even, you know, shooting planes. It is not those riffraffs on the street that have those things. They are being sponsored by people with money. And you see, like I was saying, the vice president is the number two person politically in the Federal Republic of Zoology, or that animal kingdom called Nigeria. There is no how.
I have to crave the indulgence for 1 minute to take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us
hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, I called before. My name is Ezo Binna.
Yes.
I'm from Enugu, but I'm living in Malaysia.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm so excited to hear all this news from Radio Biafra. My name is Ezo Obinna. And I want to thank you, Namunde. Oh God.
Yes, it's because Obinna, you are listening to your own voice coming back at you. Or this year, you turn one system off. You talk to us with your mobile phone. Switch off your radio. By New Hit in Asia, talk to us on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you do. And when you do so, you call us back. Thank you very much. Please, my brother, continue. That's
what
we explained. They don't understand. Please go ahead.
Just like I am saying, that in the north today, I think we have about 5 or more living ex-head of states. We have a lot of sultans, a lot of emirs, a lot of alcaldes, a lot of prominent rich people. But they, when you come to the Yoruba people, we talk, they have OPC. We know that Adams Ganiyu is their leader.
Yeah.
When and Frederick Fashion is their leader. When you go to Mend, we know that what do you call him? The one that is in South Africa, Jell. Henry Oka, and one other one.
Asare.
Tokumbo. They are the leaders. And when Masob was united back home, everybody knew that Owazirike was there. But why is it that this northern feudal laws cannot tell us, both the ex-head of states, none of them can come out and look at the names of the people sponsoring this Boko Haram. And none of them can come out to even condemn them openly. So we know that it is their game plan. They are preparing for something. But unfortunately, this is a warning to them. When it was only the time for Nehemiah to talk about the rebuilding of Jerusalem, he did not look at his adversaries. He took the opportunity that came to him. He was not talking to people to even come and help him. He was talking to God. This is what God has planted into our heart this generation.
Yes, and hold it there. And let us see if we planted something in their hearts, the people calling us. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello? Yeah, great. My name is Charles. I'm calling from India, so I want to know about more about Biafra.
You're calling from India and you want to know more about Biafra. Are you listening to Radio Biafra now?
Sorry?
Are you listening to Radio Biafra now? Are you listening to Radio Biafra live?
Yes, I'm listening.
So what other education do you need?
I want to know whether this is real or just... So I want to confirm whether Biafra is real existing or not.
You want to know if Biafra is existing, but you're listening to... Which station are you listening to now? Or who did you call?
I called in a Radio Biafra.
Then that tells you that Biafra is existing. Okay?
I want to know a little bit about the Biafra. So I want to confirm...
Do you have a pen and paper with you? Do you have a pen and a piece of paper with you? Do you have one with you right now?
Can you hold on a little bit?
This is Radio... We'll hold anything for our people. We'll do anything. We'll hold on for you and wait for you to rejoin us. Because as we said, our own brand of broadcasting is different. Here, when you listen to us, you learn something, you understand something. We are not CNN or BBC that listen to news and you do nothing with it. Because they're broadcasting in a language and in a manner, in a genre you don't and can never understand. Here, we don't tell you what to do. We direct you on how to do it. Are you there?
All right. Yeah.
www.radiobiafra.co/broadcast.
Hold on.
Are you there?
www.radiobiafra.co
or www.co.
.co. .co.
Yes, /broadcast. Okay? When you go there, you will listen to Radio Biafra broadcast. Anything you want to know about Biafra is there. It has more information than any library you can ever assemble on this earth. Because we...
Please, can you please tell me about Owasrike?
If you go to Radio Biafra website, you will see everything you need to know about him there as well. Listen to the broadcast. Anything you want to know, you will hear it there.
Please, I want to know whether Owasrike is still in the prison or is out now.
Did anybody put him in prison?
They said Owasrike is in the prison.
He's always a prison victim.
They said, who
is it true?
Who is there? Who said?
Is it true? Is it true that he's in the prison?
No, he is not in the prison.
Okay, because we know him as a prison victim.
As a prison. Thank you very much for calling. He is not in prison and he's not a victim of prison. Instead, prison is a victim of him. Thank you very much.
Okay, please, where are you? Where are you speaking to now? Where are you
now? In UK.
Do you know that the whole world is listening to everything all of you are saying? That this is Radio
Biafra? Yes, I know.
Live transmission to the whole world. And we want to show a good example to the world listening. We don't want people to say, Lepando watching independence, look at how they are talking, as if they are drunk. Do you know that? Do you know that the world is listening to us? That governments are listening to
Radio Biafra? Yeah, I know. But please, where are you speaking from?
We are in Toronto in Canada. This is Radio Biafra from Toronto in Canada. We are based in London. We are based in Biafraland, but we are on a tour of the United States and Canada. By the 28th of this month, we are going to South Africa. When we come back, we are going to Malaysia, from there to Indonesia, from there to Thailand.
But please, I want to come to America. How can I come? Because I'm a Biafran.
These people are just a disgrace to our people.
They are a disgrace to us. This is
That's
the type
so
of
stupid.
People. This is the type of people that are making things impossible for us. That is why I
you
hate.
Want to come to America.
That's why
so
I hate buying and selling.
Biafra.
He has seen, yes, of course, you can't blame them because we've been saying that there is, the hamburger here is big, the houses are big. So they want to come and join them and join people who are here already. Yeah, one day I'm going to this is Radio Biafra Unapologetically. We're here to talk about Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Hello? We can't hear you. The line has gone. We are bringing the program to a close. People didn't speak. We are here anyway for the next 2 days, so we can still broadcast and talk. And we are coming again by around about 7 this evening. If you're looking for a visa to come to the United States, you are coming to the wrong place. If you're looking for a visa to freedom, then you are in the right place. We are here to set ourselves free, not to enslave, not to come here and be doing boy for other people. We'll go around very quickly, please, and bring this because people from anywhere are waiting for us. So we close this program so we can go and see them, and then we can continue. Please, very briefly, go ahead, round the table, please, if you may.
Really, for me, I didn't want to brief it, but I'm going to do it because we are going to,
yes.
What is it called? Enugu picnic.
Yes.
Because I'm so very, very, very upset and so mad about this last caller. I think he's from India or whatever.
Yes, the seller from India.
These are the kind of people that need to... I know he's not a Biafran either.
You think so?
He's not. They are not. Looking at how they are talking, and they're just playing.
You want to know if
they're
this
like,
is real.
They're like trying to pull our legs to know whether we are serious. If they want to speak or they have a question to ask, they'll ask it like a man or a human being. But they're behaving like a fool. I'm talking to them and then know that they are hearing us. They are listening as well. But just to take it short, I just want to thank all the Biafran that are listening, that heard our headline today and all that we have discussed. And we hope that you really took every word that was said here today. We want you to go back, sit, and meditate on every one of the contribution or opinion or question that have been asked here today. Because we are going to come back at 7 p.m. and we continue where we stop. Mm. And we're so grateful that you guys, and I hope you did, because I really enjoyed today's segment, the first segment today. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to see you guys here back again at 7 p.m. Thank you. Ahambo Gechuku. Ume Ezuma from Toronto, Canada.
Thank you very much, Wan. That is why we need our women. We want them to come out so we can support them. And both for them, Wakanya, we are a disappointment. That is why we want our women to come out. Our men, you know, we behave like lion. You know, lion, Adam. You know, the lion, it doesn't hunt. We hunt them. What does it make? I say, Adam, it's the women that go and, you know that? We know what we are talking about because we are Biafrans. Please, my dear veteran, I give you respect and I'm humble before you. Please go ahead and address our people very briefly so we can close.
Again, my name is Okechukwu Azikiwen, and I'm glad to be part of this today. I'm talking to you guys from Toronto, Canada. I'm one of those that have been opportune to be here for a very long time. And this is a dream that is practically coming true now, and I'm glad it is coming true. And I'm glad to be part of it today. I thank every part of you that brought the Radio Biafra, that brought this Radio Biafra to us in Toronto.
Yes.
Okay, and I hope it continues to grow.
It will. Thank you very much. Yes, my brother.
Yeah, thank you. I was thinking the chairman or the host, the owner will talk. But
no, he will talk last. We are in his house, so he will speak last.
Yeah.
As the wife spoke. In his absence last night, the wife spoke last. So he's here today.
All right. So, ndi Biafra ibe mu una wuchile. Asamo mndu mmeri ndu hazo. Iyatala, mazwa wola. Onye iliwe yenye ta wende ya. Iha ime gubua u egu onyaga la wende ya.
Yes.
Work on a one, can I genome? Okay, Kureku, always seek a queer. Uge Brelenam Babu, Onyala Palazzo. Kain Corona,
Otiebe, Zaoku Anapani, to take our identity into our hands, to shape our destiny for us and our children. I nekele Nandekano, Wetarande, Toronto, Canada, Ozioma. Na sonwa nke jiji se ikene na ode mma
ndem
onye nwanyi ga agbagume o ga gozi go tuta hi na abale sa ike aga ha kogi iji na gozi na aga and I na ase aye no gnuku bringing this awareness, this education, this sensitivity and sanitizing or sensitizing is a task that must be done. Chetakwa na okwa enjiri malite agha onye ndi lo gbara gburugburu.
Yes.
Na chende ya chembe nile. Umu Biafra.
Una
ala kulora.
Ndabu.
Ya dero nyo nwa dero.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Fellow Biafrans, thanks for listening. We are bringing this program to a close. We'll be back in the air in another 3 hours.
3 hours, yes.
We are heading to Enugu State Picnic Association. We want to go there and talk to our people there. A lot of people will be there. Thanks for listening to us tonight. I will be with you again in the next 3 hours. Thank you. God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. And you speak, you tell us about that story called Ryan, when we went and took a hill. You must tell us that story. Come by me.
I'm here.
The Hafia corridor. We want to hear about this story.
Was he there?
Yes.
Both of you were.
I fought in right from Afikbo all the way to Abriba. Hafia. Yes.
That's very
my area.
We'll hear about that story by 7 o'clock. People want to hear it. Please, Onyewolo and our chief host here, the man who's taking care of us, go ahead and address our people. So
okay.
Thank you, Nnamdi Kanu.
Thank you.
And the Bilie Human Rights. We are very happy to host you. It's an honor to have you in our midst, and we've gained a lot of knowledge listening to you. And for the past time, we've been listening. We welcome you to Toronto once again, and we are extending our greetings to all Biafrans all around the world and friends of Biafra and all the people that are listeners that are contributing to this topic and various topics that we've covered for the past 2 days in Toronto. I know so many Torontos are excited, our phones are ringing off the hook, and with that excitement, I think their hearts are open, they are making up their mind. People are coming and going. Everybody is happy that you're here, and we welcome you once again. And we'll be back for our second segment in next 3 hours.
That is correct.
And I want to use this opportunity to thank one of our brothers that come from London. I believe it's Henry Egonor.
That's correct. Yes, Henry Egonor.
That made
a
pledge.
Yes.
That's what we encourage everybody to do, because that's what we're here. The goal is to get this transmitter. For you, both of you thinking that somebody is raising up arms, that's not what we are doing. We are trying to secure a transmitter. The quotation has been given, and so many people have made contributions. People are doing their contributions monthly. Some are doing it outright in annual basis. So go and do yours. On behalf of my family, we are going to do our own. We discuss that privately. And when we redeem the pledge, then if he chooses, he can announce that. And I want to encourage everybody, tune into the program, create flyers, share it among your friends so that they can begin to listen and educate themselves. But our main goal is to secure this transmitter so that the larger Biafrans back home can listen, because that's what we are going to do, so that the ignorance and we can begin to sanitize our place, because so many people are lacking in knowledge and so many people are taking advantages of that. So we thank you for bringing this good news to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. It's an honor to be here, a pleasure and a delight. I am emboldened, I am proud of the Toronto people.
since we came here yesterday, the combined effort of everybody involved in bringing Radio Biafra to Canada has been exceptional. People are trooping into this house and out. People are seeing us, and that is a wonderful thing. Our studio is full, session after session. We've not had this before throughout our stay in the United States, apart from Chicago when we had a town hall meeting. We are now going to leave our studios here, which is the home of our dear brother and the wife, to go and attend to Enugu. We should have a picnic. I think we're going to enjoy and want visa to come to Canada. we're going to see our people. It's not picnic. We thank you all very much for listening. This is your radio station. While Boko Haram is looking for bomb, AK-47, bullets to kill people, we are asking for a humble transmitter. They come to us with guns, we approach them with a simple transmitter, because we believe in the prevalence of reason. We believe that darkness can never overcome light. We believe that we cannot be subsumed in Nigeria, because we are children of the light and we are Biafrans. Thank you very much for listening, and God bless all of you wherever you are. Do not forget, in the next 3 hours, 7 p.m. here in the Eastern Standard Time in Canada. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. God bless you all.
mmadụ abụrọchukwuo ma ọnụ na-ekwu na mmadụ abụrọchukwu onye si na ya bụ chi ya emeka n'ibochi bụlụ chukwu maka na ibe n'ụwa si na chi ya dị mma 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 mmee.